I get to tell my grandma. I met my first engineer and doctor. Hello and welcome back to Orange Slice Season 3. Today we have a very, very special guest. We have Dr. Oscar Rodriguez, who is both a doctor and an engineer. He is the head of the engineering department. Welcome, Dr. Rodriguez.
It's an honor to be here today with you. Thank you for the invitation. We are here to discuss great things, so your audience will benefit, I think, from the information we'll share today. So thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking time in your busy schedule to go ahead and squeeze us in.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Rodriguez, I know you are pressed for time. You're a very busy man. But can you tell us a little bit about what your background was before you got to Oklahoma State University?
Yes, I will be glad to do so. So, again, as an engineer, consultant, contractor, a small business owner in my area of expertise, and have taught and led different departments at a number of schools, of course, state schools, and two military academies. And they found me when this program opened up last year, and they needed someone to come here and help champion this initiative. So in a nutshell, that's a little bit about me. Yeah.
Well, what is this program or initiative that you're speaking about? We want to know.
Right. I'm glad you want to know. So OSU has just reopened the engineering department. And with that, we have 2 degrees, an associate and a bachelor's degree, a 2+2, if you will, with an umbrella under engineering technologies. And in that, you could acquire the 2-year degree and then move to the 4-year degree. And they both offer orientations in various specialty areas, such as automation, robotics, engineering management, and that kind of specialty, which has a lot of demands in today's marketplace.
Wow. So tell me what you have to do. Tell me what you do here at OSU OKC.
Yeah. So again, I was hired to open up an office, the Department of Engineering here, to start new programs. And that's what we have done this past year. There's been a lot of remodeling. And we have installed one of the best state-of-the-art facilities for engineering and technology trainers here at OKC OSU. And so we're offering today a 2-year plus a 2-year degree.
Nice.
In AS, BS, BT, and engineering and technology.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Dr. Rodriguez, mm-hmm. can you explain to the viewers about the FAME program? Like, what does FAME stand for?
Yeah.
And what does it do?
Yes, I'll be glad to do so. So FAME is the Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education, and is a nonprofit entity that is dedicated to, they call themselves the trainers or formers of the global talent. And with that, the implication is that our industries in North America have great mm-hmm. needs of having technicians and engineers that are very savvy in advanced technologies. When it comes to automation, robotics, and that kind of thing, we have a need to train those individuals. So they've adopted the Toyota quality system and brought that into the classroom to be able to train future technicians and engineers in those areas. And so we are a part of that because there was a team that was made here, and now we have an Oklahoma City FAME chapter, which is made out of companies, the Chamber of Commerce, and of course, as the educator provider for that.
What a collaboration. You've got the educators, higher ed, the Chamber of Commerce, and who? Nonprofit organizations?
Well, nonprofits, the umbrella, but the employer, nice. Right? The companies that are needing our talent. And we'll talk a little deeper about, you know, what the specifics of that program are. But in reality, this is how educational models should work, right? Where we have mm-hmm. an alliance between schools, companies, and chambers of commerce and nonprofits so we can deliver what our market is requiring.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Dr. Rodriguez. So what are some new exciting things you can tell us about this program? I'm so sorry. I just want to know about this FAME program. And I'm sure you students who are watching want to know as well. Tell us all you've got, Dr. Rodriguez.
That is awesome. So this program is a very unique opportunity to literally be able to start making money at day one of school. You get to be selected by our team as a candidate to take the FAME program here at OSU, OKC. And with that, what you have is a ticket, literally, to not get in debt with your education. So you do have a chance to make money while you practice your career, your future career, as an intern at a company. And so it's a dual commitment where you commit yourself to stay in school and to work for the company. And so those are the big items on the list. And on top of that, we have a facility here that is very unique, a state-of-the-art laboratory where we model and train you to be able to go to industry and perform the tasks and functions that you're required to do in those environments.
Nice. So this sounds like a wonderful program. Even if, you know, students are nervous about or interested about the program, they've got to come out and come and speak with you. You seem to be very knowledgeable and open to educating the students about this program, and you don't know what you can do until you try. So, Dr. Rodriguez, would you tell people, like, how can they get involved with the program?
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out to us here at OSU OKC, and admissions counselors are there to support you. You can reach out to me even if you want to do that. You can also go to the Chamber of Commerce website. There should be a link that informs people about the FAME program. And I will encourage anyone who believes that they could qualify or have ambitions to go ahead and apply, because that's the first filter to be able to access the program. And that way you get to learn. I see every so often families and individuals coming to visit on campus or having calls that they want to know more about the program. So I will say, just do that. Check out the website, come over, visit us. We'll give you a tour of our facilities, and that'll be the starting point.
Nice. Yeah. So can you tell us more about the specific degrees and skills that you all teach?
Yes. Again, associate and bachelor in technology. In the associate, we do all kinds of things, including advanced manufacturing. That includes manipulating, controlling, and repairing robots and automated systems. That may include also designing parts and products, which is very cool.
Yeah,
you get to learn software tools. You get to also prototype parts, and in many instances, real parts. We do real parts here in the lab, so you can get that skill and knowledge that the companies are needing. We also have the opportunity to have invited guests to hear about, you know, what industry is needing. We also do end of semester presentations where you showcase your projects you work over during the semester. And it's so cool because it builds your confidence. And on top of that, you get to learn a lot of these very advanced models for becoming a best global talent in your field. And so we teach all those skills here on site.
Nice. Well, what can you tell us about the micro-credentials that are available in this program?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So, again, on top of your regular associate level or bachelor level classes, you do have five modules. We call those the MCEs, manufacturing core exercises. Mm-hmm. And with that, you get to gain knowledge, but also credits, micro-credentials, in the areas of safety, in the areas of quality, in the areas of lean manufacturing, which is a kind of a big term, in the areas of problem solving, in the area of maintenance and reliability. Those are very specific areas that we know that our industries have a need for. We also equip you to become a good communicator, both in written format, but also in verbal communication. Our companies are looking for individuals that are confident, not only with the technical skills, but the ability to work in teams, the ability to communicate with others. And so that's part of the training that we receive. And our students, really, it's impressive how they perform after one or two semesters here under that program. So it's very exciting.
Well, speaking of that, can you tell us how programs like this benefit Oklahoma's workforce?
Yeah, that really is an amazing question. And literally, it could, you know, change the panorama of how our companies perform, right?
Yeah.
By bringing in these individuals that are well-trained to support their operations and production. Maybe that even be a way to attract new employers. We have visitors of other companies that are not in Oklahoma. They're looking at who can provide us with the skilled trainers that we need. And so, you know, we tell them, this is what we do. And so I think that opens an opportunity for both new companies coming on board and the existing company having the confidence that if they're here, they're going to get the labor force they need, highly skilled, highly trained, to be able to succeed in their projects and products and sales. So it has a big impact, definitely.
Yes, sir. It sounds like it does. To get some students excited, could you tell us who are some of the employers and partners in this program?
Yes, I'm sure they're going to be glad to hear their names, but there's a number of those, including IDEX. It's a large company here that do fluid components, climate control. They're in the AC industry. We also have Omada International. That company is a kind of a contractor company, DOD-type company. I think those are the three main ones for the moment. The Chamber of Commerce, of course, is part of our allies, right? And so we work with any company who desires to sponsor students to be able to allow them to come to school, work at their site, provide them with an income, practice their skills, and maybe even potentially hire them after graduation. That's a big bonus right there on top.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, what do you wish people knew about this wonderful program?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. That this is the best secret in Oklahoma City. So come over. Don't go any other place. We got some outstanding facilities, laboratories, instructors, support. I think I'm very impressed with OSU OKC's support. Again, having taught at other schools, I recognize that we have more support than normally you'll find other institutions. And that's wonderful. Because if you're a first-generation student, I know you have a little fear. I was one of those. But coming here will support you all the way until you succeed. And that's part of our goal, to get you to where you need to be able to be fully employed, accomplishing your purpose as a person. So come over.
Come over. That's right. Come on over to OSU OKC. Dr. Rodriguez, it has been wonderful to have you here. I get to tell my grandma, I met my first engineer and doctor. And if you guys would like to meet him as well, please come on to OSU OKC. We're so honored to have you here, sir. And we're thankful to learn about the FAME program. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Don't forget to watch the next episode of Orange Slice Season 3. Bye.